This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The president of Celtic Air Services, based in Cape Breton, has high hopes and plans for the airport in Stephenville. Dave Morgan says his company can see the value in this facility.
We believe that the asset is well positioned, world class, and needs a helping hand. And we're a company that believes in transparency, openness, and you know, we think that it would be a good asset to build up. Or perhaps rebuild.
The airport is privately owned by businessman Carl Diamond, who renamed the facility to the Diamond International Airport. However, it has now been downgraded to an aerodrome. Morgan says the plan is to get boots on the ground first, and then collaborate with the town of Stephenville partners, as well as the provincial and federal governments.
Our goal would be to first get feet on the ground and get some equipment in there and such to be able to handle aircraft. And then from there, it would be to convince folks that the place is open again, that there's fuel available, that the FBO is stocked up, and that we're ready to accept airplanes.
He says they did speak with the airport's owner, Carl Diamond.
We spoke to Carl, and we unfortunately weren't able to come to any conclusion or dialogue. So unfortunately, we made the decision to engage directly with the town and provincial and federal governments to be in position to perhaps find a way to see us operating this airport.
Meanwhile, Stephenville Mayor Tom Rose says the airport's been getting a lot of attention over the past 2 or 3 years.
Mr. Diamond, an entrepreneur, a visionary, had some wonderful plans to create some innovative aviation projects, stimulate economy, create jobs, and get the airport moving. And unfortunately, like so many sometimes entrepreneurs, they sometimes have a challenge getting their capital. And I think that was the case for Mr. Diamond, and I'm not speaking on his behalf.
Rose says for the last several years, there's been no action moving forward on the airport. And in the last month or so, there's been a lot of talk about debt.
With debt mounting, with creditors heading to the court system. And most currently, it's been released by media that he hasn't been able to make payroll. Not saying he never made it today. I'm not involved at that detail because it's a corporate airport. It's not a town-run airport anymore. But even getting the power shut off. So it's pretty tenuous.
Rose says wherever there's adversity, there's opportunity. And this award-winning company sees an opportunity in Stephenville. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.